E-cigarettes that produce high-temperature vapor may also be producing formaldehyde, a recent study reported. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, explains the data.
What this study showed is that when the cigarettes were operated at a higher power, they generated formaldehyde. Now, formaldehyde, we know it's a carcinogen. This is bad. If there's formaldehyde being generated, it will have consequences that we will see years from now. There are also some inhaled nicotine devices that don't involve heating. Presumably, these wouldn't generate formaldehyde. All of this would be much safer if this were used as a bridge to stop smoking rather than as a substitute for chronic smoking.
Nelson says people who use these devices need to be mindful of byproducts of vaporization, as studies are just beginning to emerge. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.